Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of my favorite times of the week is at hand. It's Starkey's Card of the Week with the General Patton, Jeff Patton from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. For your chance to win the Card of the Week, go to 93.7thefan.com's contesting page around noon, Tuesday through Friday. General, how are you today?
Mr. Starkey, good morning. How's everything?
Pretty good. Did you ever find that phenomenal Smith card from the 1890 Pirates?
No, and you know what's funny is the Derek Shelton one might be even more elusive. Still working on both of those for you.
It's unbelievable that Shelty has a copy of this card. Could it be, if Derek Shelton were to go on and win a World Series someday with the Pirates, would his baseball card from when he was a player, a minor league player, be worth something or no?
Yeah, there usually has a little draw like that. Bobby Cox had a rookie card. Tony La Russa, neither notorious players, but very valuable cards.
What do you got today?
Well, how can we go anywhere but Troy Polamalu this week, celebrating the Hall of Fame induction? We got a 2007 Topps game-used jersey card featuring number 43. Only 99 of these cards were made.
Wow. This is phenomenal. And this dovetails with my column that just came out. General. People can go to postgazette.com right now. The headline is Troy Polamalu and the greatest play in Heinz Field history. I had a chance to catch up with Joe Flacco, who threw the ball, Dick LeBeau, who designed the defense, and Troy spoke with NFL Network on a show called America's Game. This was a while ago, but he also sort of gave the inside scoop, also with the Fan Morning Show recently. So an inside look at what I would say is the greatest play in Heinz Field history, and I think the second greatest play on a Steelers home field ever behind the Immaculate Reception. Would you agree with that, General?
I certainly would. That's why we picked the Troy Polamalu card today.
Your timing is impeccable. I'll give you that. Every single week. It's themed. The card is themed. And this one has a little piece of a Polamalu game-used jersey in it. What's he doing in the card?
He's actually in a Pro Bowl jersey in attack mode, looking to take somebody down.
That would be unusual in a Pro Bowl, but if anyone would do it, it would be him. Thank you, General.
There you go. You're welcome. Have a good week.
Appreciate it, man, for your chance to get that card, win that card. Go to 93.7thefan.com to the contesting page around noon, Tuesday through Thursday. And you can make that happen. All right. And please go to postgazette.com. I had a wonderful time doing this story. I'm going to talk about it later. Felt a little bit uncomfortable broaching the topic with Flacco, but I always liked him. I think he's a good guy. And he wound up winning his share of battles, right, against Polamalu and the Steelers as time went on, but not that one, not that year, not that interception. And it was really fun to write, and I truly believe that was the single most exciting play, greatest play, whatever you want to call it. Antonio Brown had a pretty good play against the Ravens too, but that didn't send the Steelers to a Super Bowl. I also think it was the loudest moment at Heinz Field. So with that in mind, let's go to my friend Jonathan Bomboli from the Trib. He joins me every day that I'm here alone. It's a Starkfest for sure today, Jonathan. I'm glad you could join me. What was the loudest moment, do you think, or that, let's say, that you experienced at Mellon Arena, and what's been the loudest at PPG Paints Arena if we flip the topic to Penguins moments?
Well, the what everybody always says is the comeback against Chicago in was it game one of the 92 finals? I believe it was game one. With the Mario goal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, everybody says that was like the loudest Mellon Arena ever was. And I'll buy that. PPG doesn't get that loud, but I'm thinking of a Gensel goal against Nashville.
Mm.
It was the game where they were getting like badly outplayed the whole game. I think Gensel's shot was like the only shot they had in the second and third period combined or something like that that went in. The details are failing me, but that strikes me as a moment that was really, really loud. Do you remember that goal?
Oh, yeah. The two loudest that I experienced in those buildings. I wasn't there for the Blackhawks series. In fact, I was across the street. I was a parking attendant at the Chatham Center garage for the first two cup runs. So I would take the cash on the way in and then just open the gates and let people out afterward. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. Did you enjoy that sort of job?
No, I hated it with a passion, actually.
Gotcha.
But there were some very nice people there, I will add. The two loudest moments for me at the arena, at Mellon Arena, it was Mario in what everybody thought was going to be his last home game. It was the 97 playoffs against Philly, where they were already down 3-0. Everybody knew that if they won that game, they were just going to lose in Philly anyway, which they did. And then late in the game, Mario took a pass from, I believe, Ian Moran, of all people, and scored on Garth Snow and just looked toward the heavens, and the place absolutely exploded. That was the loudest I ever heard it. And then for PPG Paints Arena, I think it was the Nick Bonino goal that eliminated the Capitals.
Yeah.
Were you there for that?
Yeah. That was a good one. I think I was like, down in the press room trying to frantically write a story.
As we often are.
So I didn't get a good sense of how loud it actually was. But yeah, because like, that was the game with the delay of game penalties late, wasn't it?
Three of them. Yeah, in the third period when they kept
flipping
the puck over the glass. Either that or the Kunitz goal. Now I'm remembering that won game seven against Ottawa, right?
Well, that was a big moment, but that's, I mean, it always seems like a double overtime goal. It's always like a shock, you know what I mean? Like, well, I shouldn't say always, but in that sense, there wasn't like a build-up to it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like they were knocking at the door, the crowd's getting loud, and then it goes in. It's just like Kunitz, flew up the wing and boom, drive home safely.
Jonathan, what are the New York Rangers doing right now? They brought in Jared Tenorti. They brought in Ryan Reeves. I mean, was that Tom Wilson episode so humiliating for that franchise that they've now overreacted, or do you like what they did?
I mean, both in this sense. As a hockey fan, if I'm a Rangers, like a casual Rangers fan, and my objective for watching Rangers games is to be entertained. I love it. I mean, it's going to be an incredible rivalry. You know, the first game Washington plays the Rangers, it's going to be like the old days, like when Toronto played Detroit and the only reason you watched the game was to see Probert fight Domi. Like, it's going to be, seriously, Reeves-Wilson is going to be like a Don King-promoted heavyweight fight. And it's New York, so they'll buy into it. Like, it'll be on the back page, right? Tale of the tape. Yeah, you might as well get Michael Buffer there to announce the teams. And that is super fun as a fan. I mean, you don't get that in other sports. And it's a guilty pleasure because of what we know that this, fights like that does to athletes. It's definitely a guilty pleasure. But I mean, what kind of Rangers fan doesn't want to see a guy with, the diagonal Rangers across his chest punching Tom Wilson's face in? There's going to be nothing more satisfying than that for a Rangers fan. So I get it, man. I get it. And it's great. And it's fun. And it's Roman Coliseum type of entertainment. But did Tenorti and Reeves, do they make the Rangers a better hockey team? I mean, no. It's hard to argue that they do. They'll throw a couple more hits. They'll be a little more physical. But, you know, sometimes the big hockey thing now is people say we want to become harder to play against. Every team says that when they pick up guys like Ryan Reeves. We want to be harder to play against. But what I'd like to be is harder to score against, or I'd like to be harder to defend against. That's what's important. I mean, there was a time when it wasn't exaggerated, when the physical bang, you know, crash and bang was the absolute necessity in the NHL. The way the game is now, you don't need that element. The Penguins proved it in 2016. They had none of that element. And they went out there and they were the best team. So it's two completely separate issues, winning hockey games and fighting Tom Wilson. And so, you know, I'm not against it, but I don't think it helps the Rangers. Do you think the Rangers are a more likely playoff team now than they were before they made these additions?
No, although Reeves has proven a little bit that he can contribute, and I think Tenorti can contribute a little bit. I mean, they're not just, you know, whatever phrase you want to use there, fighters, enforcers, whatever. I think each of those guys has shown that they can also be helpful hockey players.
That's true, but, I mean, if you were for the same money, you could find a better hockey player who
yes.
doesn't fight or hit as much. You know what I mean? So you are sacrificing. You're sacrificing some hockey playing ability in most cases to get a guy like that in your lineup. I'm not against it. There are situations where you're going to love having Ryan Reeves on your bench. Absolutely love it. Well, like the situation with Wilson last year where Artemi Panarin's getting ragdolled. I mean, you know, that's a bad scene. And that affects your ability to win hockey games when a guy gets hurt like that. But to me, that the league should be drumming that sort of thing out. You shouldn't have to go get a guy to police it himself. I mean, that's literally the league's job. And they don't do it a lot of the time.
The Buffalo Sabres have hired Michael Pekka as a minor league assistant coach. Do you think this helps the case of Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen?
I hadn't thought of that. Are they related? Maybe his uncle.
I don't know. Maybe he's his Finnish cousin somehow. I don't know. What was the great Jager quote about Pekka? He said he was somebody's pet. Do you remember that? I'm going to look that up right now. Go ahead and entertain the masses by telling them if you think the Penguins are going to make the playoffs in the back in the old Metro with Carolina, Washington, Philly, Rangers, Islanders, Devils, and Jackets. Are they a playoff team?
I'd say they're probably a playoff team. Yeah, I mean that. You know, they're right. It's not going to be easy, but we thought that last year too. I think the Flyers are probably going to be better. Because I think that their problems were they had a young goaltender who took a step back in his development. There's no way Carter Hart's going to be that bad. So Flyers are going to be better. I think Capitals will be worse just because they're aging. And they didn't really, you know, take any steps to mitigate that. I mean, Islanders are going to be a little worse. You know, they lost some key players like Eberle, for instance. You know, Carolina will be about the same. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's going to be six teams for four spots, and you got to play well to get one. And the Penguins, you know, I think they showed last year, they're not in some kind of rapid decline. They're just in a natural age-related decline.
Sadly, I can't find the Jager quote on Michael Pekka. What I want to get into next is Brian Burke had some interesting things to say, Jonathan, about the Penguins' goaltending situation, whether he thinks they will and should address it this offseason. There was one quote that really jumped out to me. I'll present it to you next, and we'll talk about that. It's Cook and Joe, Ron on vacation. Jonathan Bomboli joining me for another segment. Franco Harris also joining me later in the 11 o'clock hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.